What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh, and welcome to The Minority Mindset. So, you made some money, huh? Chances are, when you were growing up, you daydreamed about enjoying life and living life, not just going through the motions and trying to find a way to pay your bills. And as hard as this might be to hear, the reality is, right now, the majority of people are broke. In 2017, CareerBuilder did a study and they found that 78% of working Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. That's more than 3 out of 4 of them. Now, there's a lot of reasons for these things, like crazy inflation rates for the things that we need, the rising cost of education, and stagnant wages. I mean, I've talked about these things before, but there's a lot more to it than just economic factors, and it's a lot cheaper to learn from other people's mistakes than to make the mistakes yourself. So, in this video, let's go over 5 reasons why most people are broke so you don't end up like the majority of people. First, many of us like to put our money on luck rather than growth. Here's a fun statistic for you. In 2015, Americans spent $14.6 billion on books. That's a good thing, right? Yes, it is. But it's not so good when you compare it to the fact that Americans also spent over $70 billion on lottery tickets over that same year. That's almost 5 times more. $14.6 billion on books and over $70 billion on lottery tickets. Which one would you bet your future on? Well, reading one book is obviously better than buying one lottery ticket, so I'll take 2 Powerball tickets. Let me actually demonstrate why this might not be a good thing. Tom Corley wrote a book called Rich Habits, and during his research for his book, he found that out of people who made over $160,000 a year, 85% of them read 2 or more educational books a month. And then he found that out of people who made $35,000 or less a year, only 15% of them read the same amount. Do you still want that lottery ticket? Second, the majority of people are broke partially because we're never taught about money. It's kind of weird. Back in 1998, 25 states in America required some sort of economic concepts to be tested on their standardized tests. Now, about 20 years later, that number has gone down from 25 states to only 16 states. Is it just me, or are those numbers going the wrong way? And right now, only 5 states in the entire country require a standalone course on personal finance. Good thing we don't go to school to learn how to be financially successful. Like, even if we were just taught the very, very basic stuff, our personal finances would be in a very different position. For example, the Internal Journal for Business and Social Science found that 75% of college kids with a credit card had no idea. Like, they had no clue of what their late payment charges were for the credit card. And that might explain why about 90% of college kids with a credit card have carried some sort of credit card debt during the time in college. We were never taught about how these things work. That's why college orientation is a field day for big banks. Maybe schools will start teaching money in the future, who knows? But right now, it looks like things are going in the wrong direction, which is why our YouTube channel is here. Third, we don't believe in investing anymore. People, and especially young people, are not investing anymore. Either they're living paycheck to paycheck, or they're saving money just for the purposes of saving it. Here's the thing, just like Warren Buffett says, if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you're going to work until you die. And right now, I'm gonna be honest, it's not looking too good. People between the ages of 55 to 64 in America who have been working their whole careers and now are getting ready to retire only have a median of $120,000 saved up or invested for retirement. That's only 12% of what experts say they will need to live a healthy retirement. Yeah, I said 12%. And if you're a millennial watching this, you're gonna need even more money. So if you don't wanna work for the rest of your life, you're gonna need to create additional streams of income. One way to make money while you sleep is by using your money to buy investment seeds. The way investing works is your money goes out and it acts like a magnet, and it's supposed to attract more money to you. Your money is doing all the work. You don't have to trade your hours for dollars. All you have to do is put your money in the right places. Psst, here's a little hint. That Gucci belt you want? that isn't the right place to put your money. Now, you are never guaranteed to make money when you invest, and you are gonna have to put in your time and effort in the beginning to learn how this all works. But if you are looking for some additional guidance, we have an ebook on money and investing that you can read for free when you sign up for our money and investing newsletter. And you can sign up by clicking the link up here or by clicking the link in the caption below. So check it out. Fourth, we don't always give jobs to our dollars. Making a budget isn't very fun because first you have to make a plan of how you want to spend your money. And then after you make this plan, you have to check yourself and see how you're actually keeping up with your plan. It's like giving yourself a report card at the end of every month. Nobody wants to do that. And that might be why 69% of American families do not keep a budget. I mean, we don't want to grade ourselves. Shoot, I don't even want my teachers to grade me. Every dollar we make needs to have a specific job, whether it's to be saved, whether it's to be invested, or whether it's supposed to be spent. You just need to have a plan. And since you're already here watching me, let me help you get started. Start by creating a $2,000 emergency fund, or as I like to call it, a life fund, because guess what? When you least expect it, life happens and you're gonna have to pay for something you didn't expect. Right now, about 1 out of 2 Americans cannot cover a $400 emergency without going into debt. Don't put yourself in that position. Build a cushion. It'll help you sleep better at night. And number 5, we're bred to live the American dream. In America, society preaches and glorifies this American dream where you're supposed to go to school and get this very expensive degree. And then once you have your degree, you're supposed to get a job and then buy a big home, a couple cars, and then have a kid or 2 or 5. And then you're supposed to take very nice and relaxing vacations to Walt Disney World. Now, make sure you're hearing me correctly. There is absolutely nothing wrong with any of these things or buying nice things if you can afford them. But the American dream pressures people to buy, whether or not you have the money to afford it. And afford is also a very relative term. Before, I used to say, if you have $100 in your bank account, you cannot afford a $100 pair of shoes. But the reality is, nowadays, you don't even need $100 to buy a $100 pair of shoes. No, you just need a credit card, and then you just have to pay the $45 minimum payment and you're good. If you want to learn more about whether or not you can afford something, I'll link a video in the caption below where I talk about it. We have more consumer debt than ever because we keep buying things that we cannot afford with our credit cards or by financing it or by taking out a home equity line of credit to buy a big boat. The average American family with credit card debt has over $16,000 worth of high interest credit card debt. That's expensive. Now, some of you might not be finance people, so let me translate this to English. This means that literally you are taking thousands and thousands of dollars and you're flushing it down the toilet year after year after year in interest. Here's my advice. Don't flush money down the drain. Use toilet paper. You'll save so much money and stop financing things completely. It's not worth it. What are some other reasons that so many people are broke? Let me know what you think and what we can do about it in the comments below. If you enjoyed the video, hit that thumbs up button and share it with one friend so we can help spread the word. Don't miss our new videos on entrepreneurship, business, and money every single week. So hit the subscribe button and the notification bell. That way you actually find out when our new videos are released. And as always, keep hustling.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.